Yeah, so we're going to be speaking to Pascal Schmitz, who was very much involved in the development of this particular movie, Bigger. And Pascal, you're on the line. Good afternoon to you, and thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Hello, Pascal.
So early on in the... Sorry, Cathy, I talked over you there. I didn't intend to. So in the first hour, when I spoke about this movie Bigger, I really spoke about it as taking lemons and making lemonade. Would that be an accurate reflection of what Joe and Ben Weider did with themselves?
I think it's more like they made a lemonade empire.
They made ABI, Simon.
give us the background. Tell us who they were. Because Cathy said we haven't heard of these guys.
I the same goes for me. I was blown away when I first watched the film and learned of the story of the Weider brothers. And literally everything, anybody who goes to the gym today, takes supplements, works out, is into fitness training, you will pretty much find that the origins of all the concepts that you engage with came from Joe Weider and the Weider brothers. I mean, they literally invented everything to do with fitness, health, and bodybuilding per se.
What led them to do it?
Yeah?
What led them to do it, Pascal?
So, Joe Weider, it's a very personal story, and the film Bigger is literally a biography of Joe Weider and his brother. And, you know, it was a personal story. The motivation was really that Joe Weider and his brother, they were born to Polish Jewish parents. They grew up in Montreal, Canada in the 40s. And it was a rough time. They were growing up in the ghetto of Montreal, and Joe and his brother would get bullied quite often, specifically for being Jewish at the time. And so Joe found some muscle magazines and was inspired by these big guys he saw. And he was a scrawny kid. And so he basically started bodybuilding to get stronger and bigger to not be bullied. But his obsession with the male physique, strength and the muscle tones, etc., was really became an obsession of note. And so he just got into it. And at the time, it was not really a science it wasn't looked on like today. It was all about strong men lifting up these barbells. If you remember the circus acts where they said the strong men lifting up the bar with the two balls. But Joe Weider was much more interested in specific muscle groups, how they built, the perfect balance of physique, not just having big arms, but being physically kind of perfect in a way. And so he just started to sketch out, male bodies, how they should be formed and working out how to train different muscles. And he came up with really the science of it all that we know today. And he, himself started bodybuilding, got really big. And then when he was 16, he started a magazine, for male physique, which he started from home. And eventually he, despite his mother really being not supportive at all of his ambitions, because in those days it was like, get a job, Joe,
get a real doctor.
Exactly.
Be a doctor. What's this? And also the obsession with male physique. You see in the
movie. Yeah, no, this is worrying.
He's drawing big muscular guys and the parents are worried, but luckily his dad backed him and sort of backed his passion. And, it didn't take long and he landed a big publishing contract with one of the biggest publishers in North America, which launched his magazine. He moved to Los Angeles and there he invented the gymnasium, the gym that we go to today. That's Joe Weider. That was his idea basically. And there's a scene in the movie where the banker's laughing at him and says, where's Mr. Nasium? He said, what? He says, gymnasium. Where's Mr. Nasium? It's like, no, this is the concept. And the banker sort of laughs him off. And he was just obsessed with not just muscles and physique, but health per se. He came up with the protein shake. Most of the supplements we know today, vitamins, minerals. This was all Joe Weider's doing, literally. He was at the root of it all. And he discovered Arnold Schwarzenegger, believe it or not. I mean, he literally flew out to Austria, discovered him, brought him back. And he then started his own bodybuilding association because at the time, the National Amateur Bodybuilding Association, which ran the Mr. Universe competition, they were kind of, again, giving him a hard time based on his, his religion and where he came from. And so he started his own association, the International Federation for Bodybuilding. He started Mr. Olympia, which is now the biggest, most sought after title in bodybuilding.
Wow.
And he discovered Arnold Schwarzenegger and literally, the rest is history from
him. Well, look at where Arnie's got. you know, and he just said that he'd be back, and he just kept coming back and coming back and coming back. You know, anyhow.
100%.
Okay, so just tell us about the movie. Okay, so it's already on Netflix, I believe.
It is. It went live on Netflix last Friday. So we bought the film at the Cannes Film Market, you know, seeing the potential, what a great story it was. And it was supposed to release in cinemas here in South Africa in March this year. And then obviously COVID-19 happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were sitting with our partners in who are Indigenous Film Distribution, who do the theatrical release, wondering what to do. And then Netflix came and picked up the title exclusively. So,
Pascal, you're not going to like me for the next question, but I'm a Rotten Tomato man, so I got on and I had a look. And this movie, they didn't rave. What made you buy it?
You know, it's not – the thing about movies, you must understand that when you look at movie critics and these rating systems, they are looking at the art of filmmaking. And this film is a straightforward – yeah, this is just a good story. It's a straightforward – chronology of Joe Weider and what he achieved. So it's not trying to be a cinematic piece of art or trying to, you know what I mean? The director is not trying to profile himself. He is trying, the focus is on Joe Weider and the Weider brothers and what they did. So I can understand that that the critics didn't like it that much, but I know that people are going to love this film as they have all over the world, really.
Absolutely amazing. Pascal Schmitz, Head of Production and Development at AAA Entertainment, talking about the movie Bigger. It is on Netflix. You can go. Just to please ignore the Rotten Tomato story. Okay, we all know that it's people who are desperately unhappy with COVID-19 who are sitting in their mother's basements rating movies that they haven't watched. Okay. Hashtag, I'm just saying. Right, Pascal.
Listen, it is true. I've seen a lot of very good movies that got panned. So.
Yeah, you know, and I think, to be honest with you, I think there's a little bit of resistance to the idea, you know. I think people are shocked when they find out that this, you know, Polish Jewish immigrant from Montreal is the forefather of bodybuilding, fitness and health. You know, I think people just can't really swallow the idea properly. But if you watch the film and you just see the life story and the passion this guy had, you know, and I think that's what the film managed to portray very well. He, you know, Joe Weider was almost autistic, you could say. Like, you know, he's just obsessed. He didn't have like normal communication with people. He didn't know how to engage. He was just obsessed with health and fitness and the physique, you know, of both men and women. Later on, I mean, they published many magazines, including Shape, which is a very well known fitness magazine for women. You would know that. And you know, the thing is that he was just obsessed. He was one of those geeks. He was the geek of this particular field, and his obsession comes through in the movie. I mean, you can see it. He just, you know, the meetings he takes with people in the 50s and they're smoking. He just can't handle people smoking. He can't handle them drinking alcohol, you know. He keeps telling people, you know, that's bad for you. You know that you should stop doing that. And it's very, very comical in that way. You know, you laugh a lot in this movie, really.
Pascal, we're going to leave it there. I got to tell you, if the movie is anything like you come across, your passion is palpable. So, yeah, I look forward to seeing it just for that. So thank you for your time, Pascal. And
thank you so much.
We will watch Bigger on Netflix.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Pascal, and thanks for bringing it to Netflix. We appreciate that.